Well, a number of weeks ago, we had a number of our street signs out in Ahern vandalised and the Irish names were sprayed over. And it got quite a bit of reaction in the local area, quite a lot of disappointment that someone would, you know, vandalise the street names. And I suppose I reflected a wee bit myself, even in terms of my knowledge of the meanings behind the street names, and I wanted to do something positive. And I had seen a campaign that had been run last year in Fermanagh and Omagh Council, a social media campaign where they gave the Irish names for the townlands and the street names and the meaning behind it. And I thought it was really positive. And it, rather than being a negative thing, I really wanted to put a, so take a positive approach to it. And I just think, you know, our townlands, our road names and our place names are generally anglicised versions of the original Irish names. And it just tells us so much about the land, the people and the history of the place where we all call home. And I think that's part of our shared heritage and our shared identity. And I suppose that was my reason, really, for putting forward the proposal.
And an amendment from Councillor Derek Hussey to also promote Ulster Scots was also unanimously supported. With the vandalism that you mentioned in Ahern and then what's been described as tit-for-tat incidents in Derry and Strabane, how important was it to support that amendment to show it's a cross-community initiative?
Yes, absolutely. And everyone that was in the chamber, all of the members agreed with both aspects of that. So for me, this is about our heritage and where the town land names and the road names and the place names come from. And absolutely, we were happy to support that if that's the origin of a town, land or a place, that it was important that that was included as well.